Ben, what's your favourite fire cooking technique?
Nothing fancy, just goat satay cooked over coconut husk flames in Lombok with a dude fanning the coals with a cardboard fan.
Okay. We'll put in the request to the people at Vivid Fire Kitchen, which is exactly what it sounds like. Vivid Fire Kitchen is a pop-up running as part of Vivid from May 24 to June 15 at the Goods Line in the Sydney CBD, and it's all about cooking with fire. Tandoor, teppanyaki, First Nations food, tender brisket, charred veggies and aromatic satay, to name a few.
With hand-fanned coconut husks?
No promises?
Vivid Fire Kitchen, proudly sponsoring this episode of Ingridipedia.
Ben, were there any foods growing up that your siblings could have but you couldn't?
No, because I was the youngest.
Yeah,
and that was the other way around. They would have been like, well, we never would have been allowed to have Milo after school, and Ben has it every day, and that's why my sisters don't talk to me to this very day.
Well, I was never allowed to have that much Yogo. My mum used to tell me that the Yogo 12-pack was my brother Tom's, and so I was to keep my mitts off it, but that only made it more exquisite and more alluring for me, and I still have a Yogo obsession.
Hi, you're listening to Ingridipedia, Australia's creamiest food podcast. I'm Ben Burchell and I'm joined as ever by my co-host Emily Naismith. Hello, Em.
Hi, Ben. I'm so excited to do our Yogo episode. I feel like everything's been leading up to this.
Let's do it.
Ben, Yogo, that's the name, but what is it?
It's yogurt.
Yeah.
Yogurt. With extra
O. Well, let's examine it from an advertising perspective.
Okay.
What are they trying to tell us with the name Yogo?
It involves yogurt.
Yes. Maybe yogurt you can take on the go.
Oh, yes.
In like a travel.
That's good. Like a portmanteau of.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought too. But buckle up, pal, because there's no probiotics or lactobacillus in this bad boy, because it's not yogurt. It's custard.
It even says it on the front.
Well, I mean, to be fair, when I think Yogo, I think of the little tubs that you used to get with like banana and strawberry and chocolate.
Yeah, they're like a little pouch now.
Or the mix-in ones with like where you snap over the M&M minis into the yogurt. Oh my God, they're so good.
But they all pretty much say, like very clearly, they say custard on them.
Yeah,
though.
I don't know if they always did. Mm. I feel like I would have known if it was custard as a child, but I always thought it was yogurt. And I mean, it makes sense that it's custard because I'm freaking obsessed with custard and it's one of my favorite things. But I never associated Yogo with being custard. I mean, obviously out of all the yogurts, it's the best yogurt, but that's because it's not a yogurt. It's a custard. So now that I know it's a custard, I need to think about it in the context of delicious custard treats. Mm-hmm. And one of the most iconic custard treats in the land is the custard tart. Like, they're good, but the cheap ones, the custard can be a little unideal texture-wise.
Yeah, sometimes a bit grainy. or like...
Yeah, a bit like gelatinous or something about it. But like still delicious, I'd still give it an 8 out of 10. But let's take it to 10 out of 10 with Yogo, okay? Yogo custard tarts.
What?
Yogo tarts.
You haven't made one.
I've made one.
What?
But unfortunately, the only
you ate it all.
Yogo available these days is chocolate.
Okay.
But I have made Yogo tarts, as in Yogo custard tarts. So I didn't really know how to do this or what I was doing.
There's no precedent for this on the internet.
No, can't look up a recipe. So I got like little tart shells and put Yogo in. And then I'm like, is that enough? Could we just sprinkle some nutmeg on top and eat this? And then I'm like, I may as well try and bake it. And then so I baked it last night and then took it out and then it kind of set, but now it's a bit not set again. So we'll try them.
All right.
I haven't tried one yet. I'm very excited. So much. Oh my God. They're so much better than the custard tarts you'd buy at the shops. Look at this, how runny and delicious it is. Mm. And it tastes like chocolate custard, which is Yogo now that we know that it's custard. So good.
All right, let's give it a go. Oh, yeah. There's a lot going on there.
Mm.
But at the same time, not a lot going on.
Yeah. What do you mean? It's basic.
It's kind of basic, but
Like,
it would be better if I made my own pastry, but I didn't know if I was going
to. No, I mean, like all great ideas, it's simplicity is virtue.
Can't believe no one's ever done it before. Well, I mean, they might have, but.
I think we can claim it.
Copyright. We'll do a collab with Yogo.
Copyright 2023. Emily, when I think Yogo, I think gorilla. This is not the case for you.
No. Well,
you,
I mean.
You think delicious.
I wouldn't even know insights. If it's a gorilla. I know it's like an from the ape it's family.
Gorilla. It's like a gorilla. He's got headphones on. He's funky.
I don't like cartoons.
He's throwing a shaka.
Yeah.
It looks like it hasn't changed since the 1990s. Yeah. So I want to talk about the packaging, but also the incredibly epic advertising of the 1990s. It was the time when characters were used to sell snacks. So we take the Gobbledoc for Smith's Crisps, for example. Mm. So, you know, it was the style of the time. And the budgets were pretty big. Like I worked in advertising from 2004 until arguably now, kind of. And when I got there, it was the tail end of like the big advertising budgets. I got to shoot Ron Moss from The Bold and the Beautiful from a helicopter to sell orange juice.
Wow.
That was just how things worked. And that's how it worked for Yogo. So take this ad. It's called Bus from 1993. It was directed by an animator named Nick Donkin, who also directed music videos for Custard. Interesting, we're talking about Custard.
Fitting.
UMI, Alice in Chains. And yeah, it's called Bus.
There's a bomb on this bus.
Yum. I do remember that now.
So that was basically reenacting Speed. They also, you know, kind of remade all sorts of like popular culture tropes and films. You know, there's one where they were like saving the president. There was ones where there was like kind of transformer bots from the sky. Mm. But these are, you know, this one's 90 seconds. And if you go to like the supercuts of and like compilations on YouTube, they're running like 6-7 minutes. Like they didn't just make one big ad with a gorilla in it. They made like 12.
That's wild because it is iconic, but at the same time, I never really cared about those ads. It was all about the custard for me.
Yeah. When you said, let's do Yogo, I honestly thought of the gorilla first and then started doing some looking around. The other point is that Yogorilla was the name of the gorilla.
Probably still
is. He's, yeah, got his headphones on and he's
so it's
bling.
Go is for gorilla, not good.
Yeah, well, interesting. There you go. The Yogorilla was voiced by a sort of icon of Australian cinema as well, a guy called Paul Johnston, who played the part of Kundalini in Mad Max, who's one of the like creepy sort of. I could play the film, but it's not going to make a lot of sense. He's one of the sort of creepy guys kills Mad Max's wife. It's not a kid's movie.
Yogo's links to Australian Gothic cinema.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, so they've really gone big. Side note, Paul passed away earlier this year, Paul Johnston. He was a much-loved supporter of the Sydney Swans, perennial attendee of Mad Max festivals and a sort of an icon of the Australian voiceover industry. He was the voice of the gorilla, which kind of goes, you know, all of that wrapped up is basically saying that Yogo advertising was a product of another time. With epic 3-minute stop motion TV ads, voices from Mad Max. And in some ways, Yogo as a product is from another time.
That is true.
Like it's full of sugar. There's no lacto.
Hey, it's got like 3.5 stars. Or 3 stars. That's
3
big.
Stars. Yeah, okay. But it does feel like it's from another time and we're lucky to have it on our shelves. How long will it be here is my question.
I wish I could go back in time to access the banana version. Let's make that happen.
Okay.
That's our Yogo episode. You can vote for whose Yogo fact you found the most interesting on our Instagram. It's at Ingridipedia. See you next time.
I'm just going to have a bit more of this Yogo talk.
Yeah, delicious.
I think I'm voting for you.
Ben, I can smell smoke. Did you finally kill every appliance in this studio?
No, Em, that's just the waft of perfectly smoking embers from Vivid Fire Kitchen, which is exactly what it sounds like. A pop-up kitchen running as part of Vivid from May 24 to June 15 at the Goods Line in the Sydney CBD, and it's all about cooking with fire. Tandoor, teppanyaki, First Nations food, tender brisket, charred veggies, and aromatic satay, to name a few.
That sounds a lot better than your jaffles, Ben. No offence.
Offence taken.
Vivid Fire Kitchen, proudly sponsoring this episode of Ingridopedia.